Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a bad girl. Have you ever looked at your dog and said, that's a bad boy or that's a bad girl? I've had to do that with my dog. And, you know, I've also had times with my girls say, now, that is really bad. I think the text here gives us this picture of a woman by the name of Jezebel. And, you know, even to this day, when you throw the name Jezebel out there, it's like, yikes, don't want to be tagged with that one. But in the Old Testament, specifically in Kings 1 and Kings 2, was the wife of King Ahab, who ruled the kingdom of Israel. By opposing the worship of the Hebrew God Yahweh, the one true God, neglecting the rights and well-being of her subjects, and challenging the great prophets Elijah and Elisha, this woman, Jezebel, prompted the internal conflict that plagued Israel for decades. This is what happens when you have tyrannical rule. And in a tyrannical rule with Jezebel, when Jezebel marries Ahab, she influences him to worship not God, but Baal, which is they're wanting to worship all of nature, and they kind of pick a multitude of gods. And as a woman seeking more power, she sought to destroy those who questioned her, and most of the prophets of Yahweh were murdered at her request. And these evil and tyrannical works, they were motivated by the righteous vengeance of Elisha, who correctly predicted the encounter of a severe drought as divine retribution against Jezebel and her tyrannical rule. Elijah later had the Baal priests killed after they had failed in a contest with him to see which God would answer their prayers. You might remember that story where he calls down flame on a soaking wet offering, and then the prophets of Baal, they wail and cry and nothing happens. Well, another cruel act that is credited to Jezebel is in 1 Kings chapter 21. Next to Ahab's dwelling was his vineyard, which he envied and desired. It was owned by a civilian, Naboth of Jezreel. And when Naboth declined to part with his vineyard as the inheritance of his father, Jezebel falsely accuses this guy of cursing God and the king, which resulted in Naboth's death by stoning. I mean, this woman, she's pretty vile. Elijah faces off with Ahab in the vineyard, prophesying that he and all his successors would be slain and that the dogs would devour Jezebel. You know, tyrannical rule leads to a sin-filled world, and a sin-filled world will always lead to God taking his hand off of that. Jezebel is then thrown over and overthrown. Years later, Ahab dies in fighting with the Syrians, and Jezebel continues for nearly another 10 years. Elijah's heir, Elisha the prophet, continued in this work. And now watch this. He anointed a militant leader named Jehu to be king of Israel, an order that prompted civil war. Now watch this. Jezebel's son then ruled. Oh boy, here we go, right? And watch this. Anticipating him, she decorated herself in fancy clothing for the occasion, and looking down from her window, she mocked him, and Jehu commanded her eunuchs to toss her out the window. Whoa, that is some bad stuff. Here's what I give you this story and what the takeaway would be with a cup of encouragement from a really bad girl, and that is this. We all need, and I think we all desire, the hand of God and his blessing on our life. Jezebel is a picture of what happens when we give in to evil. What happens is it's not just us that suffer. What happens is all the people around us suffer as well. My friend, remember today that we are called as followers of Jesus to be able to live for him, walk with him, and yes, to be blessed by him. But that doesn't happen when we give in to evil. It happens when we give in and surrender our life to his will and his way. So every time you hear something that you feel like, boy, that's just not good or not right, remember, eventually, God will square up the deck with people like Jezebel. Let him handle them, because our job is to obey him. Let him do the cleaning up of the filth of tyrannical rule. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.